This week's Parshas B'Shalach. I wanted to dedicate this for a four shalem for Yishayot Tzvi ben Rivka, Yaakov Moshe ben Tzipar, Avram Moshe ben Mali, Chaim Baruch ben Racham Malka, Rivka Chana ben Tzipar, Nava Dina ben Sterna, and Avram Menachem ben Gittel Rivka. They shall have a four shalema. So we now see, after going through the weeks of Shmos Va'erabo, which tells us about the servitude in Egypt and then the 10 plagues, finally we witness the Jews coming out of Egypt, and it brings us to the famous splitting of the sea. The Jews leave, Egypt has remorse, Pharaoh takes his people, and they run after the Jewish people. They get the Jews to a place where they have their backs to the sea, and then God miraculously sets up and creates a separation between the Jewish people, the Israelites, and the Egyptians. And then he opens up and splits the sea, miraculously, and the Jews go through, and when the Egyptians come running after, they end up being destroyed by the ocean returning back to its normal ways. In reaction to this, we witness the Shira, the song of the Shira Al-Yam, the song from that was in recognition of this incredible miracle. What's interesting is that it starts off and it tells us, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael et Hashira Hazot. Az, then, Yashir will sing Moshe. Meaning, literally, it means that right then and there, but then, it in the English translation, it says they sang this song. But the truth is, in the Hebrew, Yashir is, they will sing the song. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Amar Rabbi Meir, Minayin L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, where do we learn the idea of the resurrection of the dead from the Torah? It's from this line. Because it says, Az Yashir Moshe Ovnei Yisrael Es HaShirah Zot, LaHashem, then Moshe will sing. It doesn't say that he sang, that he shar, Lo Nemar Ela Yashir, he will sing. Mikan, from here, L'Tchias HaMeisim min HaTorah. From here we learn this idea of the resurrection of the dead. The fact that it's termed here that we'll sing in the future is this idea. What's interesting is that we have this very interesting theme that starts out right from the beginning of Shemos, from the book of Exodus, that when Moshe says to God, what name should I tell the Jewish people? It's Ehya Asher Ehya. I will be with them now, and I'll be with them in the future. And Moshe says, but why are you telling them about future difficulties? Let's keep it simple. But the idea is that as we came out of Egypt, there was an understanding that this was a process that would go, that the Jewish people were destined to have to go through multiple experiences of exiles and then redemptions. There was going to be a process. And perhaps that's what's being hinted to here. The idea of a shira is in the feminine, which is the idea of the ability to give birth. And the idea of giving birth to many new things in the future. This shira is a shira in the feminine that's going to give birth to future songs. But the yashir of Az Yashir is the idea of shir is in the masculine, is that which is the final one. And perhaps that's what's happening here. Az Yashir, the song that they sang there was a song of one that would be sung multiple times, because that's the nature of our history. We had to go on this path that was going to require going through ups and downs. And when we had those ups and we recognized that Hashem had blessed us, we sang song, a song in the feminine, that which gives birth to future events. But that the ultimate is going to be the Ashir in the masculine, which means that we finally arrived, and that's this idea of Az Yashir. And what will happen at the end of time is there will be this idea of Tchiyat HaMeisim. There will be a resurrection of the dead. What's Pshat? How do we understand it? So first things first, the idea that the Talmud tells us is that we need to believe, and our connection to this event of Tchiyat HaMeisim is that it derives itself from the Torah. The Torah is the derivation of this idea. But what does it mean? Tchias HaMeisim, that God will resurrect the dead. So perhaps we could see the answer to this in our Shemona Esrei, which we say every day. Because we say, Ata Gibor L'Olam Hashem, Hashem, you are the Gibor, you are the strong one. Mechai Meisim Ata, you are the one who is Mechai Meisim. So what does God's strength have to do with his resurrecting the dead? Perhaps on the simplest level, we understand that who is the strong one, the one who is able to control HaKovesh Et Yitzro, who controls his desire, his will. So perhaps we can understand here that God is Kel Chai. Hashem is the God of life. He's all life. When we say that he is a Gibor, actually he's holding back. What is he holding back? His natural Yetzer, his desire, which is all life. Ata Gibor L'Olam Hashem, you are the Gibor. You are the one who brings the Mechai Meisim Ata. Rav Loshia, you're the one who brings him back to life, because when you ultimately let go, so to speak, what happens is it's all life. What you're holding back right now is you're being your kovish, you're holding back your yetzer, which is your desire, your will to give and to be all life, because that is by definition kel chai. And so the idea of this shira is Az Yashir Moshe. Right now we sang a song in the feminine of giving birth to Eya Sharia. God will be with us in the future of these future difficulties that we need to go through. But then ultimately, the prayer is that we get to a place of Shir in the masculine of the ultimate Shir, and that will be predicated with Tchias HaMeisim when Hashem opens up and shows us the ultimate in His power, which is that He is all life. And from that, everything will come back to life. We should be blessed. We should be strengthened to know, and we have to believe, it's one of the 13 major principles of the Rambam, that at the end of days, Hashem will resurrect the dead. And why? Because that's where Hashem will open up and allow for His ultimate power of all life to be truly expressed. Wishing everybody a great Shabbos.